Zadání 2.
Tape script 2.
What the English can really boast about is the variety of parks in their country, from the largest to the smallest. And even in a big city like London, you can find beautiful, really wonderful parks. It's difficult to imagine London having so many green and open spaces until you have actually seen them. Just watch people in London. It seems that they are always in a hurry and do not have anywhere to relax. But this is not true. After work, or at lunchtime, or the weekend, many of them visit public parks or gardens. The English take very good care of their natural heritage and are very proud of their parks. In summer, they are a favourite spot for picnics. The English take food, drinks, books, and even swimming costumes and sunbathe, or doze peacefully on the grass all day. In some parks, deck chairs are available, and you can listen to informal concerts. In some of the larger parks, there is an abundance of wildlife to observe, like peacocks, doves, squirrels, or even deer. Some people play games, others just snooze under the big blue sky. Occasionally, as they change position, admiring the beauty of the flowers, bushes and trees. In London, there are 1,700 parks, covering 170 square kilometres. They vary in shape and size, from small squares of grass and lawns to ancient common grounds and heathlands. Every part of London has at least one park or common, with its flora and fauna. Sometimes ornamental lakes, playgrounds or paddling pools for children. All parks are open from dawn to dusk. In central London, the park area extends from Regent's Park in the north to the River Thames in the south, from the city in the east to Chelsea in the west. Situated in the heart of the city, London's Royal Parks provide a welcome breath of fresh air, a chance to escape the noisy traffic and its fumes, the crowds, shops and offices. These royal parks were created by monarchs as royal gardens and hunting areas. The most popular royal parks are Hyde Park, Green Park, St James's Park, Kensington Gardens, Regent's Park and Richmond Park.